This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Sumner. A Georgia woman says that a man accused of killing a teen last month at a Walmart randomly stabbed her in 2021. Police arrested 48-year-old Delano Middleton last week for an October 23rd confrontation at a Walmart on White Marsh Island, around 8 miles east of Savannah. Police said 18-year-old J.T. Schroeder kicked Middleton's shopping cart as Middleton walked by. The encounter escalated, and Middleton allegedly stabbed Schroeder multiple times. Paramedics took Schroeder to a hospital, where he died the next day. Now, Erica Young says that Middleton attacked her with a knife when she worked at a U-Haul store on Okajee Road. According to Young, Middleton walked into the business in October 2021, took keys from the counter, and walked outside to steal a truck. Young said she asked him if he needed help finding a vehicle, and then he shoved a cart on top of her and started stabbing her. Court records indicate that Middleton used a 6-inch foldable knife during the U-Haul attack before driving off in a truck he stole. Young says Middleton told her he wanted to watch her bleed out. She said she had never had any contact with him and had never met him before. Following a mental evaluation, a doctor found Middleton incompetent to stand trial. In 2023, he was ruled competent, but took a plea deal on an aggravated assault charge. A judge sentenced him to 2 years behind bars and 8 years on probation. Now, Young says Middleton got away with stabbing her, so he thought he could get away with it again. Chatham police have not released additional information regarding the Walmart incident, pending a full investigation. Schroeder's father, however, says his son was never ever confrontational unless he was confronted first. Schroeder was stabbed over 10 times until he bled out and died. Middleton remains behind bars at the Chatham County Detention Center on murder charges. He is scheduled for a November 20th court appearance. Young believes the system failed Schroeder's family and says she's sorry for their loss. A young boy found wandering alone in Milwaukee earlier this week is related to a woman found shot to death in an alley on the same day. Anya Raymond, 31, was found dead at around 9 a.m. on November 5th, about 5 hours after the boy was located some 3 miles away in North Milwaukee. He was not wearing shoes or socks. Police described the child as 5 or 6 years old and said he was believed to be nonverbal. Police later said they'd located his family and he'd been reunited with them just after 4 p.m. Investigators did not say how the boy was related to the dead woman, although social media posts indicate he may have been her son. Rosetta Lampkin Johnson says she found Anya's body in the alley and took off running to call police. She said she didn't recognize the woman and had heard no gunshots in the hours leading up to discovering the body. Johnson theorizes that Anya must have been killed somewhere else and brought to the alley. Anyone with information about the shooting should contact Milwaukee Police at 414-935-7360. More crime and justice news after this. The Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office says missing 9-year-old California girl Melody Buzzard was spotted in a small town in Utah last month. According to the Sheriff's Office, Melody was seen between the Colorado-Utah border on October 9th on a return route after her mother, Ashley Buzzard, rented a car in California and took a cross-country trip. Ashley Buzzard rented a car in Lompoc and embarked on the trip on October 7th with possible stops in Kansas and Nebraska. Security footage placed both Ashley and Melody Buzzard at the car rental business while wearing wigs that same day. Investigators said they believed that the wig was used to alter Melody's appearance. They also noted that Ashley Buzzard is known to wear wigs. Raquel Zick, Santa Barbara County's PIO, says Melody was last seen on the Utah side of the Colorado-Utah border. Specifically, the pair stopped in the small town of Green River, Utah on October 9th, an area not on the route back home to California. FBI agents arrived at the Bear Valley Country Store and gas station on October 25th requesting security footage, but the owner reportedly said footage is deleted after 2 weeks. The gas station is situated just outside Panguitch, Utah, and investigators believe that Ashley Buzzard crossed the intersection of State Route 20 and US 89 where the store is located. Agents also stopped by the Junction Pit Stop and Phillips 66 gas station in Junction, Utah. Employee Samantha Matthews told them that she saw Ashley in a curly blonde wig on October 9th at about 5 p.m. Matthews reportedly said that the wig-wearing woman was in a car with a woman with purple hair who appeared to be in her late 20s to mid-30s. The sheriff's office previously said that the rental car, a white 2024 Chevrolet Malibu, initially had California license plate 9MNG101. On October 8th, Ashley Buzzard allegedly changed it to New York license plate HCG9677. Investigators have not determined when the plate was installed or whether additional plates were used at other times during travel. The New York plate seen on the car does not belong to the vehicle or to Buzzard. Buzzard arrived back at her Vandenberg Village home in the 500 block of Mars Avenue on October 10th. Melody was not with her. She has remained uncooperative in the investigation. The sheriff's office, along with the FBI, previously carried out search warrants at Buzzard's home, but Melody remains unaccounted for. Melody is described as standing 4 feet 6 inches tall, weighing 60 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. She may be wearing a wig. Anyone with information regarding Melody's whereabouts is asked to call Santa Barbara County investigators at 805-681-4150. Anonymous calls can be made to the tip line at 805-681-4171. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Sumner.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.